Canterbury Court Appreciation thanks again for the April copy of Alberta Prime Times, with an excellent number of papers for fellow seniors at Canterbury Court. I feel Prime Times literally fills the wants of seniors with outstanding content each month. While I keep the journal a day or two, Prime Times stays considerably longer. Bruce Hogle, Edmonton, AB Yoga for Traumatic Brain Injury. I suffer from a traumatic brain injury I received in 1982. I am the author of Heal Your Brain Faster, Empower Your Mind Through Yoga, where I weave my personal story with explanations and photos of how yoga can provide physical and mental balances and help you function at your best. I would like to share this book with fellow brain injury survivors and other members of society. Contact janet.brazil@outlook.com for more information. Janet Brazil, Edmonton, AB Moms. The word, oh mom, you're on my mind. You don't have to say a word. Your memory of my yesteryear has got my feelings stirred. Your eyes that said you loved me, your arms that held me tight, just knowing you were there for me made me feel all right through my younger years. You taught me how to see nurturing the message, to be the best that I could be, and when it was finally time to leave the family nest, your expectation was for happiness while always doing my best. So, part of you came with me to seek my fortune and fame. Amazing how much is accomplished when your mother's in the game. That voice comes out of nowhere, always just in time to help sort out the noise of life and keep it all in line. You'll be in my mind forever. I just can't let you go. A big part of my decisions, more than you'll ever know, and in a tribute to all mothers, I feel I need to say thank you for who you are and for showing us the way. Don Hamaliuk, St. Albert AB, our family's pride and joy. You're the mother of our children and you've raised them well. The love you show unconditionally is like your magic spell. It's not like a heavy blanket, more like one made of feather, such a warm and gentle pleasure. It brings us all together. I love your sense of humor. It's always innocent and pure, careful and considerate, but still funny, that's for sure. Your guidance, not always verbal, we can see it in your look. Just the threat of disapproval gives our evil thoughts the hook. We need to mind our manners and in all our thoughts be kind. You've taught us to be grateful and to be gentle in our mind. Your expectations of us are reasonable, to always do our best. Don't search for lame excuses, just be ready for the test. Our children are grown and gone and have children of their own, and the spell of your loving motherhood now spans a wider zone. We all feel your calming presence. It's our pleasure to enjoy. You are our not so hidden treasure, our family's pride and joy. Don Hamaliuk, St. Albert, A.B.